بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد تحل علينا نعمة وبركة من الآن وكل غان وإلى دهر الداهرين أمين. يوم الثالث من شهر كياك المبارك. Today the third day of the blessed month of كياك. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. All our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day we commemorate the entrance of our Holy Lady, the Virgin Saint Mary the Theotokos, into the temple when she was 3 years old, for she was dedicated to God. Her mother Anna was childless. The women who were in the temple stayed away from here. She was exceedingly sad, and so was her husband Joachim, who was a blessed old man. She prayed to God fervently and with a contrite heart, saying, "If you give me a fruit, I will devote the child to your holy temple." God answered their prayers, and she brought forth this pure saint and called him Mary. She reared her for 3 years, after which she took her to live with the virgins in the temple. Saint Mary dwelt in the sanctuary for 12 years. She received her food from the hands of the angels until the time when our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world and was incarnated through her, the elected of all women. When she had completed 12 years in the sanctuary, the priests took counsel together concerning her, so that they might entrust her to someone who would protect her, for she was consecrated to God, and they were not allowed to keep her in the temple after this age. They decided that she be engaged to a man who could take care of her and who would look after her. They gathered 12 righteous men from the house of David of the tribe of Judah, so they might place her with one of them. They took their staffs inside the sanctuary, and the dove flew up and stood on the staff belonging to Joseph the carpenter, who was a righteous man. They knew that this was God's will. Joseph took the Holy Virgin Saint Mary, and she dwelt with him until Gabriel, the angel of the Lord, came to her and announced to her that the Son of God was to be incarnated from her for the salvation of Adam and his posterity. Her intercessions be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Arthenos